Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ag Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Lansing, Michigan. On Michigan Avenue in between Cedar and Larch Streets downtown, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Today, at Jackson Field, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains will play game number 3 in a 6-game series. Adam, let's go back to yesterday. Tied 1, Jorge Burgos knocked in 3 runs. RBI ground out, 2-run homer. They came relatively early, and that proved to be just enough for Lake County.
Yeah, it was anybody's game. It was a low-scoring, 1-run battle, and give credit to the Captains. They took it on the chin a little bit on the 4th of July on Tuesday to open the series, but they showed some battle back in that game, and it seemed like they used some of that momentum with some late scoring and got off to a quick start with a run in the second and tacked on the 2 more in the 4th. And Lansing just couldn't get it done. They left 6 runners stranded. They had some early extra base hit and opportunities, but give credit to Rodney Boone and the rest of the staff for Lake County for nailing down the 1-run win.
So that brings us into today's pitchers. A lefty on the mound for Lake County, relatively new to the Captains, but not new to the Lansing Lugnuts in the Midwest League. It's Steve Hezier who gets the ball.
Yeah, second-round guy that here in 2023, he's bounced around 3 different organizations. He was drafted second round by the Twins, then got traded to the Reds, and now has been traded to the Guardians. And traded for a familiar name that you and I remember, Will Benson, the big power-swinging man that has now hit some home runs up in Cincinnati at the major league level. But this is a guy that they have a lot of talent, expectations for him. As we know, the Guardians have been so good at taking college pitchers and turning them into major league prospects, and they expect the same for this man starting tonight.
On the other side, we were expecting it to be Jose Ticochea. Instead, it's the right-hander Jacob Waters who gets the ball for the Nuts.
How about them? They've duped us 2 of the 3 games this week with that starting pitcher.
Well, the first time, for Brady Bassett, we understand pop-up showers, and so Kumar Nambiar used as an opener. Before then, Brady Bassett came in, fired 4 effective innings. Today, though, Jacob Waters, speaking of effectiveness, last time he was on the mound, scoreless baseball.
We keep saying it every time he pitches, right, Jesse? He's getting better and better. He had a rough start to the season. You have high expectations for the highest draft pick as a pitcher that the A's took last year, 4th rounder out of West Virginia. And, yeah, last time out, no runs. Worked around 2 walks. We asked in that performance, could he deliver without more than 2 walks? Because he had rung up the walks. And really, you're looking back at the last 6 or 7 starts before he gone back down to that 2 number. So he controlled the baseball, got it in the zone, put the pressure on the loons to swing the bats, and racked up 5 strikeouts. We'll see what he's got for a potential encore to that performance tonight.
Let's talk about who Waters will be facing now. The Lake County Captains starting 9. The manager, Omir Santos, made out this order. Leading off in center field, Jake Fox. Batting 2nd at 2nd base, Nate Furman. Shortstop Milan Tolentino hits 3rd. Batting 4th, the DH, Chase DeLauder. What a game he had yesterday. Hitting 5th in left field, Joe Lampe. Batting 6th, the right fielder, Jorge Burgos. Then the bottom 3rd. Hitting 7th, the 3rd baseman, Christian Cairo. Batting 8th, the 1st baseman, Will Bartlett. Batting 9th, catcher, Joe Donovan. Separated them because that's 6 straight left-handed batters and then 3 straight right-handers. Fox, Furman, Tolentino. DeLauder, Lampe, Burgos. Cairo, Bartlett, Donovan. They support the right-hander, or I should say the southpaw, Steve Hasher, against the Lugnuts right-hander, Jacob Waters. Adam, your spotlight captain.
Kind of an under the radar guy so far in this series. I don't feel like we've talked about him a ton, Jesse. Jake Fox, he had two hits yesterday. He had a hit and a walk the day before. He's made some great defensive plays. Leadoff hitter once again tonight. So let's be wary of the lefty, as Waters will have to deal with him from the right side of the mound, and got to keep him in check tonight.
On the other side, Steve Hasher will take on this Lugnuts starting lineup as made out by Craig Conklin, leading off at shortstop Max Muncy. Batting second, the right fielder Caden Schrenkel. Heading third, DHing Daniel Susak. Danny Bautista Jr. cleans up at first base. Batting fifth in center field, Junior Perez. Heading sixth, third baseman Jack Winkler. Batting seventh, the catcher C.J. Rodriguez. Rodriguez has invariably been the catcher when Jacob Waters starts. Batting eighth at second base, A. Rubio Adelaide. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, the left fielder Clark Elliott. Speaking of Michigan Wolverines. So Elliott against Hasher, that's Michigan against Michigan, with Joe Donovan forming the All-Michigan battery for Lake County. But for the Lugnuts, Muncy, Trenkel, Susak, Bautista, Perez, Winkler, Rodriguez, Anfales, and Elliott. Adam, your spotlight nut.
Feels like a C.J. Rodriguez day, doesn't it? Had a day off yesterday, reached base twice, RBI single, walk, put everything in play in his forward bats on Tuesday. He had his first home run last week at Great Lakes. Perhaps tonight we see that first home run at Jackson Field, as it's lefty on the hill, CJ ready from the plate.
We've got overcast skies above. It has felt like throughout these last couple of days, Adam, that rain has just been dancing around us. Yesterday, after the game ended, there was a tremendous tarp pull by the Lugnuts front office staff 30 minutes after the game ended because the skies opened up. Did you get caught in that shower?
Yeah, not even last couple days. Yes, I did. Last week, right? I mean, you go back to Midland, it was humid out there, and it was dodging the rain towards the end of that series. And so for whatever reason, to end the month of June and start the month of July, April showers have made their way back a month or two, and trying to fight it. But Tuesday, we saw the same type of thing. Pop-up shower that was in the area stayed north of the park, and we were able to play through the whole thing. No rain. Hopefully that's the case again tonight.
Roster move to tell you that for the Lugnuts earlier today. Ryan Guelbas was assigned to single-A Stockton. Roster move to tell you that for Lake County. Nordis Valdez, whom we had seen be so productive and proficient this year on the offensive side for the Captains, he was placed on the injured list. We expect some more dominoes will fall coming up tomorrow. We'll see what other moves come. But the Lake County Captains and the Lansing Lugnuts are getting all set for game three of a six-game set. Tomorrow night, Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame night. And tomorrow night as well, a bobblehead giveaway. It's going to be a special retro Lugnuts bobblehead. And with this retro Lugnuts bobblehead, it's presented by Physicians Health Plan. That's tomorrow to the first 1,000 fans who come out and join us, Lugnuts and Lake County Captains, on a Friday night with LAFQ postgame fireworks. About the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame, we will be inducting tomorrow night the all-time winningest head coaches in the baseball histories, the proud baseball histories of Michigan State University, with the late Danny Littweiler, easy for me to say, Skip Littweiler, and then the great head coach for the Western Michigan Broncos and the winningest head coach not only in Western Michigan history, but in Mid-American Conference baseball history, Fred Decker will be inducted tomorrow. So they comprise the class of 2023 for the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame.
You're going to make me salute a Bronco, aren't you, tomorrow night, aren't you? That's going to happen.
You can salute the Spartan.
Okay.
There will be a lot of Broncos in attendance to celebrate Coach Decker. A lot. So Western Michigan, Michigan State. Families of those programs will be here. We'll have a lot of players in attendance to support the inductions of Fred Decker and the late Danny Littweiler into the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame. Danny Littweiler is not only responsible for bringing the radar gun into baseball, but over 100 other innovations. And Adam, his appeal and what he meant to baseball and the community was so important that in 1948, he had just joined the Cincinnati Reds. Jackie Robinson, the Brooklyn Dodgers, were coming to town, and they wanted a public campaign in the city of Cincinnati to stamp out racism. Specifically, Jackie Robinson as the face. How will we welcome him as hometown Cincinnati and the Brooklyn Dodgers coming in with the reigning National League Rookie of the Year? So they brought in Danny Littweiler for a public photograph. They staged this with Danny and with Jackie shaking hands, holding a poster that featured kids saying, "Do not judge race, religion, it doesn't matter. We're here to play baseball." From that, during his Major League Baseball playing career, all the way through, traveling internationally to bring baseball wherever he went, he just passed away in 2011 at a ripe old age, I believe of 95 years of age. It's going to be an honor to induct him and Fred Decker into the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame.
100%. I mean, the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame is so cool, and it brings out the history of this game, history that helped us get to where we are today. Sometimes that's on the field, sometimes that's off the field, and there's so many accomplishments for those that have their plaques out in left center field, but those that will have their plaques put out there this coming weekend. So it's going to be a really, really fun couple of nights.
CJ Rodriguez steps aside so that Jacob Waters can lead the way for the Lugnuts defense onto the field wearing the home white uniforms. Waters crosses the line. Rodriguez heads behind home plate. The dream team is already out there in bright orange shirts and black shorts. Lake Hattie captains are on the other side wearing their baby blue jersey shirts and the road gray pants. And at this time, we stand, and caps are doffed. We send it down to the field, where Rochelle from WILX 10 will sing the national anthem.
Hold that long last note. Rochelle LeGrand, well sung down there from WILX, getting the mic and getting this night started. It's the Lake County Captains, 34-42, 3-8 in the second half against your Lansing Lugnuts at 35-41, 4-7 in the second half. Game 77 on the year. We will play 132. It is Thursday, July 6th. 2023, a thirsty Thursday here at Jackson Field. Overcast skies above, but just short of 80 degrees. What we like to call a beautiful night for baseball. With the call of the game, once again, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, I appreciate you. And the outfield for the Lugnuts, beginning in right, Caden Schrenkel. In center, Junior Perez, and in left, Clark Elliott. Around the infield at third, Jack Winkler. At short, Max Muncy. Second baseman, Ari Villanueva. And over at first base, Danny Bautista Jr. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. And his battery mate, out of Rocky Gap, Virginia, Jacob Waters, makes his team-leading 14th start of the year. Adam, your keys for Jacob.
Put it in the strike zone. It's easier said than done, but the walks have been kind of the hindrance for Waters at times this year. No surprise, Jesse. He keeps the walks down against one of the best hitting teams in the league. Last week, just two, he gave up no runs and had five strikeouts. So, Waters going to put together another good performance. Keep him in the zone.
Let's begin. Play ball declared. Home plate umpires Chad Patterson, the bases umpires Brandon Tipton. They are both wearing their black shirts with the charcoal gray pants.
Oh, so they decided to match today, huh?
The umpires were not uniform yesterday. They are uniform today in their uniforms.
Yeah, they were in uniform, but not uniform. Imagine that.
Whisk off that plate, Chad Patterson, and here we go. Brandon Tipton conversing with the first base coach for the Lake County Captains up the line, Kyle Lindquist, Amir Santos, the manager coaching at third base. It's 7.05 p.m., 78 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. Jacob Waters from the first base out of the rubber. Kicks, offers. Jake Fox takes ball one outside. We are underway at 7.06. Fox, Berman, Tolentino. Lefty, lefty, lefty. Against the Northpaw out of WVU. Fourth rounder of the Oakland A's last year. The pitch. High pop up on the right side. Second baseman on the lace. And a shallow right center. He waits. It comes down into his glove. At two pitches in, one out. Jake Fox, the third rounder from 2 years ago for the Cleveland Guardians, pops out. So now bring up Nate Furman, the fourth rounder last year out of UNC Charlotte. Top five picks in the order are all top five round guys for Cleveland. Ball one outside to Furman. Berman yesterday was 0 for 5, not through lack of effort, though. Max Muncy climbed the ladder and reeled in a line drive off his bat. He takes a caught strike from Waters. Now the count is 1-1.
Max Muncy had a couple nice defensive plays yesterday, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Two of them in the seventh inning alone. Waters fires. Swing and a miss. Change up. Strike two. Fastball, change up. Curveball for Waters and a power curve at that. Time granted to the batter. No score just underway. Find Adam Jaxas via social media at ADAMJAKSA. A 1-2. There's the curve down the way. And Adam Jaxas. And for me, at jgoldstress, JGOLDSTRASS. The email address, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Milan Tolentino's on deck. 2-2. A bouncer hit toward short. There's Muncy. Grabs to his left. Throws to first. Out number two. Nate Furman has to hit it away from that guy.
Should we start giving our Threads usernames as well?
I think mine is the same.
Same.
I think I'm just at Jake Oldstress wherever you look for me.
Not hard to find us.
No. Not too many Jesse Goldberg Strassers in the world. How many Adam Jacksons are there?
Probably... better potential than yours.
Milan Tolentino swings and misses strike one. Started him off with a fastball. Tolentino, a fourth rounder 3 years ago for Cleveland out of Santa Margarita Catholic High School. He takes down. Called strike. Beg pardon. 0-2. Two outs, nobody on top of the first inning. And Waters looks for the perfect frame. Here it comes. High cheddar waved at and missed. First strikeout, and that completes a 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Jacob Waters. We go to the home half now. Steve Hazier is heading out to the mound. Lake County nothing, Lansing coming up.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxas. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Captains didn't score in the top half of the first inning, didn't have a man reach against Jacob Waters. And now here's the captain's defensive arrangement for the home half. And the outfield first, in left Joe Lampe, in center Jake Fox, and in right field Jorge Burgos. Around the infield, Will Bartlett's over at first base, at second, Nate Furman. Lon Tolentino plays short, Christian Kyro's at third. And now the Wolverine battery, catcher Joe Donovan, and the man on the mound, Adam, out of Andover, Massachusetts, Steve Hazard.
Yeah, this year, he's got an ERA just up over 3.5, his 20th start and 21st appearance. High walk rate, 52 walks, but 98 strikeouts.
He offers. Max Muncy chased the first pitch. Foul tipped it into Donovan's mitt. Strike one. Fastball up and away. Adam, in the pregame show, you were talking a little bit about Max Muncy. You're seeing maximum max. 0-1. On the outside corner, strike two call.
We're seeing start of 2022 max and start of 2023 max. A lot of doubles, a lot of extra base hits.
Been the key, collecting a lot of hits, and with pop. Two doubles yesterday. 0-2. Yanked down and in. A ball and two strikes on the Lugnuts leadoff hitting 20-year-old shortstop. Muncy 4-for-7 in the series. Three doubles and a round tripper.
No singles in this series. Let's keep it that way.
1-2. Driven down the right side, but foul. A little bit late on the Hazard high fastball.
And that's an effortless swing the other way, and that's home run distance right there.
This is coming off a series against the Great Lakes Loons when he also collected an extra base hit. The pitch to Muncy. Line drive, right field, Jorge Burgos in to make the catch. Solid contact, but at number one. Muncy was putting in the early work today. Working with manager Craig Conklin, I saw them out here. 1 o'clock, 1:30, getting those swings in. Here's Caden Trenkel stepping in next. A rare over for Trenkel yesterday. One out, nobody on, no score. Lefty deals to lefty. Fastball grabs the outside corner. Strike call. Trenkel's batting 260. It started to rain, by the way. And a one. Ground ball punched on the left side, past the diving Kyro. Tolentino swings it across his body, right past first baseman Bartlett. It's backed up, though, by Furman as the ball glanced off the concrete wall. So Caden Trenkel safely aborted first on an infield single that got all four members of the infield involved. No over today for Trenkel. He's a threat to run. Six steals and eight attempts, leading way for first base. No score, Daniel Susak steps in. Rain is coming into the broadcast booth, Adam. Scorebook is getting pretty soggy.
Sure is.
Lefty deals to righty. And there for a called strike. Susak did not take an over yesterday. 2-for-4 with a single and a triple. 4 triples now for Daniel this year to go along with 14 doubles at 4 home runs. And a 1 from Hazard. Side. There is one gray, low cloud, not even a very big cloud, that is hanging right over the diamond and dumping this rain down. Out of my look to my left, I see the end of this cloud. It's going to move on at some point. First, though, Hazard with the 1-1. Bounced it in and away from catcher Donovan to the backstop. Trenkel races around second base. Goes a fourth of the way to third. He yanks that right there. Wild pitch for Hazard. And I'm sorry, Steve Hazard, but these are difficult positions to pitch that have come out of nowhere. You figure that ball might have slipped in his left hand.
I'm calling this cloud the party pooper.
The folks down below, it's not a heavy rain. So everybody is just hanging out, enjoying the game. No need for an umbrella. Two balls and a strike. The pitch to Susak. Low for ball three.
Well, they say, don't be that person at the party, right? No, that's no. His cloud.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Don't be that cloud. It's a party foul. Danny Bautista Jr.'s on deck. Scoreless in the first, one out, runner at second. The pitch. Susak fouls it off into the screen on the right side. That fastball was on him. Count is full.
Honestly, though, the kind of spitting rain here might not feel terrible because it's been so humid again today and the last few days to kind of cool things off a little bit. Once it passes, we should be good, hopefully, the rest of the way.
Totally agree. It's a payoff pitch from Hashin. That, too, is fouled off into the screen. Daniel Susak, with his two-hit game yesterday, has raised his batting average up to .284, leads the team. A first-rounder out of Arizona last year for Oakland. Here's the pitch. Line drive, right center field. Fox comes over to nab it. Trenko returns to second base as the rain begins to intensify. That's a couple of hard lineouts. Muncy first, now Susak. And two outs for Danny Bautista Jr. Again, a right-handed batter against the southpaw Hashin, who offers fastball for a called strike. Another hit yesterday for Danny, an infield single. He is now 8 for his last 20. It's a 5-game hitting streak during this month of July. A strike one toss inside. On-deck hitter Junior Perez. Two-tone bat in Bautista Jr.'s hands. At second, Trenkel, no score. The pitch. Hit on the air out to center field. Back goes Jake Fox. Backpedaling, stops. Has the one-hand catch with a lot of rain jumps, too. As Steve Hashin has a scoreless bottom of the first inning. He strands the single at second base. And we're onward to the second. Nothing to nothing, Lugnuts and Captains.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other, and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
In the bottom of the first inning, the fans were bearing out the rain. That might not be the case as we enter the top of the second. There are a lot of folks who have headed up to the concourse area, the covered area at Jackson Field. Top of the second inning has come in a scoreless game for Jacob Waters. It was a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Now the Lugnuts right-hander will take on the Lauder, Lampy, and Burgos. This rain is really coming down. 4, 5, 6 hitters. All of them lefties against the right-hander Waters. He winds and throws to Chase DeLauder. Fouled off left side. Strike one. As we saw yesterday, DeLauder is aggressive at home plate. Yesterday, 3 for 4 with 2 singles, a double, and 2 runs scored. And a 1. Breaks down. For Jacob Waters, by the way, just 10 pitches needed. And that perfect tap of the first inning. He kicks it off. High for ball two. The gray storm cloud. The end is upon us almost as DeLauder sends a high fly ball out to center field. Chance for Junior Perez. Perez waits, makes the catch. Out number one. We see the lightning to our left, but the rain is still here. So we are nearing the outer boundary of this one storm cloud that has decided to drop by and watch a little baseball on its way toward East Lansing.
Wait, wait, rephrase that. You said we see the lightning.
Oh, we see the light. We see the light.
Not lightning. No, there is no lightning.
No. Thank you for pointing that out. No, it's just light. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. Joe Lampy takes ball one up and away.
That's why this is so annoying. It's light all around, and it's coming down, and all these fans want to come back to their seats. Go away, rain cloud.
Adam, I see blue sky. Here's the 1-0. That breaks down low. Two balls, no strikes. Right, we can see a window through the clouds. And yet the clouds that are above us right now are continuing to send rain down upon Jackson Field. The grass probably enjoys this a lot. 2-0. Inside for ball three. Steve Hadger worked through it in the bottom of the first inning. Allowed a single to Caden Trenkel, tossed a wild pitch, but he got Daniel Susak and Danny Bautista Jr. on flyouts to center field to end it. 3-0 to Lampy. Strike called on the outside corner. So now it's time for Jacob Waters to battle through. Got DeLauder on the flyout to center. Jorge Burgos waits on deck. Adam, the name Jacob Waters probably gave us an idea of what was to come tonight.
Yeah, we need Jacob Dry to come back out there in relief.
Here's his pitch. Off the outside corner, ball four. And Joe Lampy, speaking of light, down to first base. First base runner for the Captains is the first walk given out by Waters. Last time that Waters hit the mound, Adam started the game with a goal. He said, I think if Jacob goes out there and allows two walks or fewer, things will set up very well for the Lugnuts. And as it was, Waters walked two but no more in five scoreless innings. The pitch to Jorge Burgos, down and away. Stabbed by Rodriguez on the forehand side. One ball and no strikes. Same thing you feel today, two walks, no more.
Yeah, you don't want any more there. That's always been Waters' biggest enemy is just getting the, not finding the zone consistently at times.
The pitch, outside.
And here's a stretch right here, Jesse. You're talking six of the last seven that have missed the zone all of a sudden.
Here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out of the far side.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't know if in the entire time Don Schulze has been here as the pitching coach, which extends a few years, that he has ever walked out of that far side dugout entrance to go out to the mound.
I don't remember it ever before.
It's part of them sitting back right now with the rain going on, trying to stay dry down there. He's at the end of the dugout.
We have Craig Lefferts as well in town with the Oakland Athletics. Craig Lefferts, Lefty, his nickname, the rehab coordinator for the Oakland A's. He stepped out of the dugout, and now here's the grounds crew to apply some quick drive, some turfus, to the area in front of the pitcher's mound, that landing area for Jacob Waters. Schulze looking on with his hands on his hips. I saw Lefferts hit the top step of that first baseside dugout. They want to make sure that Jacob Waters gets that good, secure landing spot. And he's going to give us a warm-up pitch just to see how it is. All the while, Adam, I think the rain is done.
I like that. Fans coming back down to the seats. It's great stuff.
With Lefty here, with Craig Lefferts here, do you remember what we noted is the great fun fact about him?
Yes, I do. World Series related, right?
No, nothing to do with the World Series.
Swing and a miss.
Craig Lefferts is the last pitcher to hit a walk-off home run.
I thought that was in the World Series. We determined it wasn't in the World
Series.
No. Okay.
Not in the World Series. Happened in 1986 in the 12th inning. April 25th, 1986, Padres and Giants. We're ready to resume. Lampy at first base. Lake County Captains base runner, 10 steals, only once caught. Jorge Burgos, the batter, with a 2-ball, no strike count against him. There's a called strike in the outside corner. Adam, showing great forethought, went out and brought a bunch of napkins over here because the booth is soaked. 2-1. A chopper hit to second. Andres grabs, tags the runner, throws to first. Double play.
Number 70, it's about time, and that leads the league. Great heads-up play by Andres to turn that twin killing.
Retires the side two. See what happens when you take care of that mound like you do? Well, Waters has faced the minimum through two scoreless innings. And through 1.5, no score overall in the game, Caps and Lugnuts.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
It.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
That one rain cloud is gone. It was going for a little while there, but we're ready. Things are clearing up in Lansing, Michigan. Scoreless to the bottom of the second inning. The Lugnuts 5-6-7 batters due here. Perez, Winkler, Rodriguez against the lefty from Massachusetts, Steve Hazier. Hazier winds and throws. Junior Perez takes a called strike on the inside corner. First inning, Hazier allowed an infield single to Caden Trenkel. Wild pitched him to second, stranded him. Deals down and in. 1-1 to Junior Perez. Yesterday was 0-3 with a sacrifice. He's currently hitting .209. 10 doubles, 6 home runs. We remember the 6th. The 1-1 pitch is right in there. Fastball for a called strike. And the 6th one came on his birthday, 4th of July, 2 days ago. Series opener. 3-run inside the park home run that he clocked off the right center field wall and sprinted around. The deal. Perez lines it foul off the hands just to the right of the pen, then it ricochets away from the grounds crew back onto the field. A member of the Lugnuts bullpen goes out and clears that ball away. Looks like Stevie Emmons. 1-2 it remains. Here's the pitch. Line drive toward short, grabbed by Tolentino to his left. 1 out. And now bring up Jack Winkler, who homered yesterday after a double in the opener. 1-4 in each game. And One out, nobody on, no score on the home second. First pitch. Up and inside, ball one. Winkler hitting 246 now with two home runs, one on the road in Appleton, Wisconsin, as part of a cycle. And one yesterday out to Home Run Hill. The deal? Check swing, strike called at the letters. Second baseman Furman remains pulled right up the middle with the shift. Break even. High fly ball to Jake Box in center with a left hand, holds off right fielder Burgos, comes in, makes the catch. Two outs. And that is the third fly already to Jake Box in center. Now here comes CJ Rodriguez. We do have a couple more relatively dark clouds that are coming in from the west.
Boo!
Looking out, though, beyond those clouds, the sky could be painted. Hazard deals to CJ Rodriguez. A called strike to start him off with a fastball. They've got these cumulus clouds way off in the distance. Really is a picturesque landscape. Hazard winds and throws. Rodriguez takes ball one down.
Don't get rain in July. We did that in April and into May.
If you're a farmer, you sure hope that we do.
Well, I'm not a farmer, Jesse.
That's true. Two outs, nobody on, no score. The pitch. Fly ball, pushed down the right side, to his left, into the corner. Burgos, it's foul. It's out of play. There is not too much room in foul territory in either corner. And Jorge Burgos was reaching out with a hand for that wall the entire time. Rebounded onto the playing field, and so he took it in. And then he lobs it all the way up onto the lawn out near the Wrigley Ivy for some fans to roll around. And the kid came up with it. That's a nice chuck. 1-2 on CJ Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. Big breaking ball hangs high. Adam, I think if I was an outfielder, you know well. Are there any kids who are up there on the berm behind you? The pitch stays off the outside corner. And so you kind of have at the back of your mind, all right, if a foul ball ricochets my way, those kids might get a ball.
That's like when you're running a race, right? You got to peek beyond your shoulder just to check. Where's the competition at?
Just to check. 3-2. Fly ball center field. Jake Box, another chance. Plenty of room to his right. Makes another one-handed reception. And that'll do it on a 1-2-3 bottom of the second for Hazard. We move to the third inning. Adam Jackson, no need to look in his rearview mirror. He's coming up with a call. Lugnuts and captains, no score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there from Jackson Field, as the rain is clear. On to the third inning we move. No score between the Lugnuts and the Captains. Appreciate you stopping in on your Thursday. Lugnuts celebrating another Thirsty Thursday here, Michigan State Capitol. Jacob Waters down the hill trying to get through the final third of the car. Christian Cairo, Will Bartlett, and Joe Donovan. Ready on righty, first pitch. Up high and outside. Ball one. Lansing won the opener 7-4 on 7-4. And County won last night 3-2. Another low-scoring start to this game. 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, 1-1. Waters one walk in that second inning, but then got a double play right after it. That's been the only base runner he's allowed. Pitch. Outside. Two balls and a strike. Mid-90s on that fastball from Waters, who readjusts his cap. Trying to work on the mound there that's received some new surface to it. The pitch. Breaking ball, a little bit inside, 3-1. He had a pitching visit from Don Schulze, and that was right after the rain was starting to let up. They applied some spots to the wet dirt out there on the infield. 3-1 pitch, lifted out to center field, backing up Perez. Still going, now sprinting towards the warning track. Still going, and jumping up makes the catch. His back falling against the pads in center field. That one just kept on going, and Perez was able to track it down on a long fly from Christian Cairo. One of the best struck balls by the captains in this series. Did have a home run yesterday from Jorge Burgos. But that one just about got out. Okay, here's Will Bartlett from the right side. No score, top three. Pitch home. Swing and a foul tip. Strike one. Bartlett batting 174, three home runs, 20 driven in this year. Yesterday was 0 for 3 with a walk. The pitch, kicked back off the netting. No balls, two strikes. Lugnuts trying to get back in the win column and take a 2-1 lead in this series heading into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up here from Jackson Field. Pitch home. Kick back off the netting. Bartlett stays alive. Big frame for him from the right side. 6'2", 215-pound, 22-year-old from Palo Alto, California. At the IMG Academy down in Florida. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase the fastball up. Well, the radar says 101, but we've been known not to trust it. Regardless, though, Waters up, though, a tick on that one. 98 on the actual gun. Jesse and I have to cheat up here in the booth. Second strikeout for Jacob Waters. I'm in the ladder there in the zone and on the velocity. And now it's Joe Donovan. Ready on ready, pitch one. In there, strike one. So Waters trying to get through this order one time around unscathed. No score, top three, bases clear. Two outs. Donovan with that open stance from the right side. 0-1. Checked it. Just inside, perhaps maybe a little bit down low, according to home plate umpire Chad Patterson. Waters works diagonally from the hill. Kicks and throws home. In there, strike two. One hit tonight for Lansing. No hits so far for the captains, just that walk from Joe Lampe in the second. Looks like another good outing. Ongoing for Jacob Waters. Looking for strikeout number three. The pitch swung back up towards the suites to our right. That'll get some fans' attention up there. Pretty good crowd tonight on a Thirsty Thursday. Knowing the Lansing community, they're probably still filing in. Those Lansing fans, they're smart. If just wanted to miss the rain. Pitch, down low, two balls, two strikes, and Thirsty Thursday's usually a late arriving crowd. Still filing in and visiting the concession stands, enjoying the ball game here at Jackson Field. Nuts playing their 39th game at home this season. 2-2. Too tall with the fastball, the outer edge, and it's three balls, two strikes, and Waters take a moment here. Try and get this final out against Joe Donovan. Batting just up over 210, two home runs, 12 driven in for the righty. 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four. So up 1-2 in the count, and Waters just couldn't find the zone. When he did, it was fouled off that one time by Joe Donovan. So second walk given up. That equals the total that Waters had the last time out against the Loons through five innings. His outings before that, though, four walks, three walks, five walks, four walks, three walks, four walks before we go back to May 12th at West Michigan, the last time he had two or less walks. Here's Jake Fox from the left side. The pitch, down low outside. That's four straight out of the zone. These are the little pockets in the outings from Jake, or from Jacob Waters, that are going to make him go from a good pitcher to a great pitcher. Not losing that command. 1-0. Up high, two balls, no strikes. And that's what all of these players are fighting, trying to improve their weaknesses, get better and better at their position, pitching, whatever they are playing. And that seems to be the weakness with Waters, but we've seen it be really good at times. 2-0. Hard hit on the ground, past the diving glove of Bautista at first base into right field. Trankle over to his right, around second. Donovan coasting into third. Captains with a two-out rally. They're at the corners for Nate Furman. It's the same type of thing, though. This created by Waters. Down 2-0 in the count. Fox sits fastball and drills it. It's just a matter of execution. And it's so much easier said than done. But when Waters has been executing this one, he's been great. He's got behind. Threw pitches out of the zone against Donovan for the walk. Down 2-0 to Fox. There's the first hit of the night.
Adam, you mentioned execution, but I think that Waters has been working on a different side of the game really well.
Pitch. There it is. Nice on the outside corner. Strike one.
That's the mindset. That's when things go wrong, when you're not throwing strikes, when the other team is making things happen or getting the breaks. What do you do then?
The 0-1. Out to center field. It's a base hit. This knocks in Joe Donovan. 1-0 Captains on the RBI single from Nate Furman. There you go, a little inconsistency with the zone. A walk and a base hit, and Furman sends it back up. And the Captains, for a second straight game, have struck first. Second time through the order, and Don Schulze going to pace out there here, have a word with Jacob Waters. Second time he's come out tonight. Four-seam, two-seam curve and a changeup for Waters, the fourth rounder. Last year by the A's, he's out of West Virginia. Coming into this outing with 39 walks, 56 strikeouts. Has two strikeouts tonight, two walks. He's got great stuff, but again, that consistency, he finds it. He's going to make a really good pitcher in this system. And now trying to get out of this half inning with only one run given up as three straight have reached. Walk, single, and single with an RBI for Nate Furman. So two hits back-to-back, the first two hits. Our second time through the order. And so now Milan Tolentino coming to the plate. Two on, two out, top three. See how Waters does. Comes set, throws home. Kick back off the netting, strike one. Tolentino struck out in his first at-bat. Yesterday for the Captains, he was 1-for-4 with a single. And in the opener, he was 2-for-4 with a double and a walk. Waters 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, dropped right out of the zone. No balls, two strikes. Christian Fernandez warming up in the pen down there as Waters' pitch count rises here. 46 pitches, 26 in the zone. Can he win five innings, and he's gone five innings at least. His last seven outings. Here we are in the third, and he's struggling a little bit with the command. Righty on lefty, here's the 0-2 pitch from Jacob Waters. Down low, good block by Rodriguez, who pops up. CJ has been so reliable behind the plate, known for his defensive presence coming from Vanderbilt. We've seen it on full display so far through 2023. First and second with two outs here in the top of the third. A pitch home. A little bit outside, and it's 2-2. It's that nibbling that we're seeing from Jacob Waters right now, just missing the zone on his out pitches. He's been able to get two strikes, but trying to finish off Tolentino. A pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. There he gets that third strikeout in the second of Tolentino. Gives up just the run, a walk and two hits. We're off to the last of the third, 1-0 Captains at Jackson Field.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the bottom of the third we roll. Lake County for a second straight night has scored first. They're up 1-0. Nice job by Jacob Waters, though. Limits the damage. Started to struggle a little bit with the command. Gave up a walk and then two hits, but comes back with that third strikeout and second one against Milan Tolentino to strand the base runners. Now the offense trying to get going as they get through a lineup for the first time against Steve Hasher. Aaron Milanhill is the eight hitter. Clark Elliott batting ninth, and then back to the top for Max Muncy. Lefty on righty, Hasher, the man out of Michigan, to Aoribo Angeles. Popped up in the infield, in front of the mounds, behind the plate to the right, and it's the catcher, Joe Donovan, with his mask still on, that makes the catch. So with one out, that's going to bring up Clark Elliott, so this is going to be an all-Michigan matchup, and everybody in the box from Michigan as well. Elliott sharing a lap with Joe Donovan, two Wolverines, and Steve Hasher, a Wolverine as well. How about this? Lefty on lefty, here we go. That's outside, ball one. So all played right down the road in Ann Arbor. The battery, Joe Donovan, Steve Hasher, and the batter, Clark Elliott, the 1-0. Down low, two balls, no strikes. So, who's going to be the victor in this matchup? Two-0 pitch from the lefty. On the ground, bounce to second, but to the right, long run for Furman, and it slides through for a base hit as he went sliding towards it. And it's Clark Elliott that wins the battle against the Michigan Wolverine, and he's aboard with one out in the third. Elliott starting to find ways to get on base for the Lansing Lugnuts. And a tying run aboard. 1-0 our score. Bottom three back to the top of the order. For number three, Max Muncy. Fly down to right in his first at bat. Four hits in this series. All extra base hits with three doubles and a homer. Lefty on ready. Hasher set and throws. Swing and a miss. Strike one. There's a confidence that you can just kind of get the vibe from Max Muncy that we hadn't seen over the last month. We had seen moments of it, but when he's coming to the plate, he's attacking pitches and he's connecting on them. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Two big cuts there. Now we'll have to change up the approach. Try and stay alive up there. Muncy's average now up to 255. Sixth home run came on Tuesday. He's knocked in 29. Runner at first, one out. The pitch. Played off the fastball wide. Elliott at first. Trenkel waits on deck. Lansing trying to pick up their fifth win in the second half in their first 12 tries. 1-2. There goes Elliott. It's a breaking ball up high. Double clutch. Donovan couldn't get it out of his glove. It's a steal for Clark Elliott. He's in scoring position at second base. So Clark Elliott continuing to be aggressive, and we're starting to see him run a little bit more. That's his third steal. He had one in Great Lakes, we thought, but then it was a foul ball, so he got called back to second as he took third that time. The 2-2. Popped up foul. First base side. I don't know about you, Jesse, but I'd love to see Elliott try for third here, too.
Because of his familiarity with Hazier on the mound and Donovan the catcher, he knows how to read them.
You'd think Hazier would know how to kind of pick it up, too, that he wants to take off. Big lead for Elliott at second. Hazier looks at him, comes home. Breaking ball, high hops, weakly towards second, charging Furman, has it, throws quick, and just beats Muncy, whose helmet comes flying off his head as he was moving down that first baseline. Elliott on the ground out, able to get to third. Two outs in the third. So it's going to take a two-out hit from the man that got the first base hit of the game, Caden Trenkel. This was the trouble for Lansing yesterday, trying to knock guys in when they were on base in scoring position. Lugnuts left six stranded. See if they can even up the score. Down 1-0, bottom three. Lefty on lefty, the pitch. Outside, ball one. Great to see Trenkel back. Went down on the IL for a little bit. Down to the Arizona Complex League for a quick stint, and then right back up to Lansing. Started the year as their leadoff man. 268 average. The pitch. In there, outside corner, strike one. Trenkel had his third home run on Tuesday. That was the third home run of the night for the Nuts. They had a Max Muncy homer, Junior Perez inside the Parker, and then Trenkel's in the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Fastball outside corner, strike two. Elliott 90 feet away, but it's going to take a base knock here from Trenkel. White batting gloves wrapped around his bat, number two on his Lugnuts home uni. Hazier ready, throws home. Down low, 2-2. This is what we saw from Trenkel. Start the year, 28 games deep. He's walked 14 times, struck out 27, but the on-base percentage up around 360. He's going well. He's taking pitches out of the zone and drawing walks. 2-2. Kicked back our way, and a little bit low as it goes off the facing of the ribbon boards behind the fans in the lower bowl. Two balls, two strikes.
A little bit higher, and that would have been a lot louder with the crowd microphone.
Yes, it would have. It might have knocked the crowd microphone off the little stepladder we have in front of us. Time called by Trenkel.
You know how when Max Muncy leaps up for a catch of a line drive, we say he climbs the ladder?
Yeah.
That's the ladder.
Yeah, that is the ladder. That'd be perfect size. He wouldn't have even had to jump for yesterday's line drive catch. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays up. Good at bat here from Trenkel. He'll get a full count pitch. Now, if you haven't seen Max Muncy's defensive plays yesterday, go check out Lansing Lugnuts' Twitter from last night. He made two splendid plays. One a backhand throw, the other a jumping line drive catch. 3-2 pitch. On the ground, hit first base side, and that sneaks through between Bartlett and Furman. In comes Elliott. It's a two-out knock for number two, Caden Trenkel. We're tied at one in the third. What a great at-bat for Caden Trenkel. Gets behind 1-2, takes a couple of pitches out of the zone, and then squares one up that had the eyes on the baseball to sneak through on the right side. We are knotted at one.
I think that, beg your pardon, Adam. I think your initial focus is right on that he has taken consistently some of the best at-bats on the team and is rewarded for it by how it finishes.
Here's Daniel Susek, swings through the first pitch fastball. Strike one. It's a two-hit night for number two, Caden Trinkle. And we're tied at one, and it feels like that's a big answer. It's the same thing Lansing did last night, got behind 1-0 in the second. They tied it immediately in the bottom of the second. They've done that here in the third. Throw back to first. Trinkle there in time. Furman knocked in Jake Fox, or Joe Donovan in the top half of this frame. Now Trinkle knocks in Elliott. Two singles for the Nuts. And they've got three singles tonight in total. Lefty on righty to pitch. Susak takes it bottom of the zone. Strike two. Last night after the Lugnuts tied it 1-1 in that second inning, it was then a two-run homer from Jorge Burgos in the fourth. Made it 3-1. Lansing would get a run closer with one in the fifth. The pitch. Fouled back. No balls, two strikes. Couldn't get anything else going. Foul to the captains, 3-2. Slow waving of the bat from Daniel Susak right in front of the midsection. Average just below 285. Four home runs this year. 0-2 pitch. There goes Trinkle to second. It's a bouncing ball foul in towards the captain's dugout, third base side. Well, it seems like Susak is due for a big one here soon. Been a minute since we've seen a home run from Daniel. Gotta go back over a month, June 2nd. The last home run for Daniel Susak came against Cedar Rapids here. 0-2. That's inside. One ball, two strikes. Boy, that's hard to believe, isn't it? June 2nd, the last time for Daniel Susak. Now, here's the thing. He's hit very well for average. I think that's the next step, though. Do we see some more extra base hit pop? And specifically, home runs for the first-round pick and catcher from Arizona. Go back to first. Trinkle is there in time as Will Bartlett holds him on. You draft the catcher. You want them to be great in so many ways. Great defensively, great at the plate, but with that size, too. 6'4", 225. He is a big guy. Athletic, too. He can move. So he certainly can hit it out. 1-2. Trinkle off to second. This is rocketed out to right field. Hanging up, though. Burgos has room. Makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So, Susak is lined out for a second time tonight. But the Lugnuts have grabbed their first run. Two hits. And Trinkle gets the second with two outs to drive in Clark Elliott. We're tied at one as we're off to the fourth at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abused. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tips and identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Oh, We're a third of the way home on a Thirsty Thursday, July 6, 2023. Thanks for joining us for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. 1-1 our score. Jacob Warner's back out there against the dangerous Chase DeLauder. Righty on lefty. Here comes the first pitch. That dances in there a little bit low to DeLauder. What a game he had yesterday. First time we saw him, just his fifth game with Lake County. And he hit the ball three different times. Two singles and a double. Pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Lauder batting 368 with a home run. Three driven in. Here's number 36. Out of Frederick, Maryland. Jesse Goldberg, Strassler territory. 2-0 pitch. Hard hit out to right field. Trinkle heading towards the line, and it's down for a base hit off the Shaheen sign in right. He's rounding first, and DeLauder has doubled again to open up this fourth inning. Same story, different at bat. Waters gets behind 2-0, and the hitter makes him pay on pitch three.
Problem is, it's the wrong hitter to fall behind. Chase DeLauder is some kind of way for putting the barrel on the baseball.
Yes, he does. Four hits in 2 days. What do you got for me on Frederick, Maryland? Any insight?
It's beautiful.
Really?
Frederick is a great city, and a very large city at that.
Hometown of Chase DeLauder. All right, here's the lefty, Joe Lampe. First pitch down low, and Waters struggling with the command right now. He's getting behind batters. It's been a consistent theme here. Got behind Jake Fox, made him pay with the single. Furman jumped on him with the RBI single. Got behind Cairo before he flew out in that third inning. Walked Donovan. Two walks tonight in total. 1-0. On the ground is second. Runner will move over to third. Angele sweeps it up, throws to first in time. That much better from Jacob Waters. One away in the fourth, but the leading run now at third base. You see so much potential with Waters. You can see he's got the stuff. He's got the pitch mix, and when he executes, it's tough to touch him. It's just a matter of finding that consistency and stringing it together for five, six innings.
Let me tell you, we know how good the stuff is. The fastball reaching 98. We know about the power curve. The change is coming.
Pitch is hit, but it's infield in. Backhanded by Bautista. Underhand flip to Waters to first in time. And there's two outs. Great play by Danny Bautista to his right. Nice job by Waters to get to first. Because Lansing had the infield drawn in, no chance for DeLauder to get home and that hopper to first.
It's another grounder, though, and it's weak contact. So Danny did well, and Jacob Waters fields his position. But against that ball on the ground, here's the point I'm making, Adam. If he was a pitcher who came into professional baseball knowing how to command his stuff, knowing what his stuff is, he doesn't get drafted in the fourth round. That's a first-round pitcher.
Christian Cairo steps in, squares it back off the net, strike one. Yeah, I mean, the A's took him as their first pitcher off the board in that fourth round, but they would have had to if they wanted him. Go get him earlier if the walking part of his pitching wasn't there. But again, they feel like he's got something, and surely looks like he does. Fun to watch. 0-1. It's a fastball in there. Strike two. Again, now it's working with Don Schulze and the rest of the pitching staff within the A's system to limit some of those walks. We saw the same type of thing with Blake Beers when he was drafted out of Michigan. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Rodriguez, and the captains leave the lead run stranded at third after the double from Chase DeLauder. Fourth strikeout for Jacob Waters. Last of the fourth coming up. 1-1 our score at Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking? Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the fourth, Lansing trying to grab their first lead. We're tied at one on a thirsty Thursday, high atop Jackson Field, enjoying another Lansing Lugnuts baseball game from Michigan State Capitol. Capitol Building right down the road as we sit between Cedar, Larch, and just north of Michigan Avenue. Stepping in is Danny Bautista Jr., the righty against the lefty Hajer. And the first pitch flies in on the outside corner. Strike one. Get you some trivia in the bottom of this fourth inning. The pitch home. Bautista hits it on the ground towards third. To his left, Cairo has it. Sets on the fringe of the infield grass. Throws to first in time. And there's one away. Scoreboard identical in the runs, hits, and errors column up there. And the video board here at Jackson Field. That's one run for each team. Three hits and no errors. Lansing trying to break that deadlock as Junior Perez steps in. His third day as a 22-year-old. The pitch home. Checked it. Breaking ball grabs the outside corner. Strike one. What are you chuckling at over there?
That was so poignantly said. That was like poetry.
He's a young man enjoying life. No one pitch. Swinging foul tips it back. No balls, two strikes. Tough to top his birthday. An inside the park three-run homer. That ended up being the difference in a 7-4 win in front of the largest crowd in this stadium in a decade. About 11,521 fans. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground towards third. Again, Cairo to his left, sweeps it up, throws, and it's late. Perez showing the same speed he showed on that inside the park home run. Beats the swipe tag of Bartlett, who has pulled off the base. And that's an infield single, you would think, for Junior Perez. Man, he can fly.
It puts so much pressure on the infielders. You have to hustle yourself, and your throw has to be accurate. And now that he's on, he can cause some havoc on the bases.
And they do go infield single. So that's the fourth single tonight for the Nuts. Here's Jack Winkler. Pitch home. Right-hander pops it up. Shallow. Right field, back goes the second baseman Furman, gives way last moment, and right fielder Burgos comes in. Two outs. So it's CJ Rodriguez coming to the plate. 1-1 our score, bottom four. Okay, Jesse, trivia question for a current MLB All-Star. In his last game at home with the Nuts, he homered. Who is it? Who is that man? First pitch, runner takes off for second. Perez flying down there, throw is late, and he has another swipe this year.
Havoc, Adam.
Make it an even 20 stolen bases for Junior Perez in 26 tries. There was no way that throw was getting him in time. Pitch missed just inside, ball one. Hazard set, throws home. Check from Rodriguez, hangs up, two balls, no strikes. So, trivia question, a current All-Star this year and former Nut, home run in his last at-bat here before he left the Nuts, got promoted. Who is it? At Adam Jacks, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter for your answers. The 2-0, that's on the inside corner. Strike one to CJ Rodriguez. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Jesse in his head thinking, I know who that is. I know the answer to this question. Jesse watched this man go on a tear that year he was here in Lansing. 2-1 pitch. That's in there, bottom of the zone. 2 balls, 2 strikes. On C.J. Rodriguez, spotlight hitter tonight. He flied out on a hard hit ball to center field in his first at-bat, trying to potentially deliver another 2-out RBI for the Nuts. Tied at 1, looking for their first lead, bottom 4. Hazard set, third base side of the slab. Throws home. Swing and a miss. And that ball in the dirt. Rodriguez walking back towards the dugout. Got tagged by Donovan. First strikeout tonight by Steve Hazard. And the Wolverine gets the Commodore. We're off to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with the play-by-play after this. We're tied at 1.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Al-Anon can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Warm-ups completed. Jacob Waters on the hill, ready to begin the top of the fifth inning. In a 1-1 game, Captains and Waters Lugnuts. 8-9-1, Bartlett, Donovan, and Fox do up here for Lake County. Every now and then, you might notice Adam Jackson's on the call, and I disappear from the broadcast. And if you wonder what I'm doing, the answer is I'm doing some reporting. Waters throws. Well, Bartlett takes the curve for a cold strike. Adam, I talked to Joe Troutner, the head groundskeeper here at Jackson Field, and I said, take me through it when Don Schulze went to the mound and suddenly you were putting Turfus out there. 0-1. Down and away, 1 ball, 1 strike. And you know what Joe told me?
What'd he tell you?
He said, Schulze went to the mound, and he looked at me and he said, Turfus. And so we went out there, we put Turfus, we raked it around, and how about that? There's your inside scoop. Ground ball up the third base out of the foul, back and behind the third base coach and manager Santos in the Lake County pen. One reliever tried to hacky sack it to the other. I'm not sure if it worked out perfectly. Counts 1-2. But there you go, you know? It's just like we had them all mic'd up on the field. Waters throws. Fastball fouled back. Over to our right. Maybe back toward Michigan Avenue. 97 miles per hour on that last Waters cheddar. High cheese. Well, Bartlett struck out his first time. 1 of 4 strikeouts for Waters. 1-2. The breaking ball called strike 3 on the inside corner. He is now 1 of 5 strikeouts for Waters. And Waters has gotten him twice. Snuck that curve right through the front door.
This looks similar to his last performance. There was a stretch in the start of it where he lost a little bit of command. And then remember, as that game got on, Jesse, he got better. He started to locate more consistently. He's got back-to-back strikeouts and looks like he's gaining some momentum.
Joe Donovan takes the fastball up and inside, ball 1. Really, if you don't get to Jacob, if you're the other team, during those wavering moments, you're not going to get to him. Those moments are becoming fewer and farther between. He yanks this pitch all the way to the backstop. 2 balls, no strikes on Donovan. It was Donovan who drew a 2-out walk in the top of the third inning on a 3-2 pitch, and that was the waiver. 2 outs and nobody on after a fly out by Cairo, a strikeout of Bartlett. Donovan walked, and then the back-to-back singles by Fox and Furman for Lake County's only run. 2-0. A ground ball foul came right off the instep. That hurts. Strike one for Donovan. Adam, you and I have seen pitchers in the past who we have said the first inning gives them troubles, but if they can get through the first, watch out. With Waters, we might not know when it pops up, but if and when he gets through it, and he did today, he's on his way to another fine performance. With Christian Fernandez once again warming up in the pen behind him, so it looks like this fifth inning will be off. Right now, 66 pitches, 38 strikes. It's a 2-1 to Donovan. Came in and hit him. One-out base runner for Lake County. Donovan on for a second time for Waters, sixth batter that he has hit with a pitch this year. Meanwhile, for Joe Donovan, fifth time that he has been hit. Tyler Baum, John Beller, walking down the Lugnuts bullpen down the right side, so that bullpen is going to be filled with conversation. All the while, here's the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out to pay a visit. We've got Fox and then Furman top of the order. This is where the trouble occurred in the third inning. Fox grounded a single past the diving Batista Jr. Furman lined an RBI single in a center field, and that brought in Joe Donovan. Lansing answered in the bottom of the third inning. Single by Clark Elliott, a steal of second. He scored on a Caden Schrenkel RBI single, and here we are at 1-1. Home plate umpire Chad Patterson will go out to adjourn this meeting. And now here's Jake Fox. Fox, the number 8 prospect in the Guardians organization. Bats left against the right-hander Waters. Pitch on its way. Whacked foul up the left side. No balls, one strike. Out of Lakeland Christian High School in Florida, drafted 2 years ago. One for two with a single today. One on, one out. The pitch off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Jake Fox's father played minor league baseball. Reached double A as an outfielder, just like Jake's position, Blaine Fox. And then Blaine Fox was the head coach, coaching Jake to the Florida 3A state championship 4 years ago. Jake takes a pitch outside, two balls, one strike. Jake Fox, back when he was in high school, he wasn't an outfielder like his father. He was a shortstop. And then to second base, and now here he is in center field. And as Adam and I have watched, he's figured in center field mightily and handled it well. 2-1. Ground ball dribbled up the right side, but fell. Two balls, two strikes. Big thanks to Logan Potoski sending over the Lake County Captain's game notes, all the information and background about these players for Lake County. Logan in his first year running media relations and broadcasting for the Caps. 1-1 coaxed a double play ball to end the second inning. Donovan at first, one out. 2-2 pitch for Fox. Skied out to center for Junior Perez. Trots to his right into left center field. He's there. And the catch. One center fielder retires the other. Donovan back to first. So now Nate Furman, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. 1-1 Lugnuts and Captains at the top of the fifth inning from Lansing, Michigan, where, believe you me, you might not have believed this a little bit earlier today, but there are clear skies on the horizon.
I see the sun.
It's partly cloudy now. Waters misses with the first pitch, ball one. That's very lovely now. You just had to wait out that spot of rain in the bottom of the first and the top of the second inning.
And they did. These fans packed in here for a nice crowd tonight.
Yes. Furman began this year with Lynchburg. He hit .328. His on-base percentage, Adam, was .486. 40 games, 486 on base percentage. Bring that guy up to the Midwest League. Here he is batting second. Donovan at first, two outs. The pitch up very high, fought away by C.J. Rodriguez. Donovan takes second. Wild pitch on Waters. C.J. just discards that baseball up to the right side. Joe Donovan into scoring position for Furman. Two balls and no strikes. That 486 on base percentage that Furman had with Lynchburg. Well, by the way, that's what he does in college at UNC Charlotte. 482 on base percentage, second best in their program history. He takes a cut strike and the Waters fastball away. 2-1. In 40 games with Lynchburg. Want to guess how many runs Nate Furman scored? 43. 43 runs in 40 games.
Goodness.
2-1 pitch. That's called a strike in the inside corner of the letters. That takes Furman by surprise. Rodriguez had set up away. Waters missed, but he missed across the corner. The count is now 2-2. In the Lugnuts bullpen, the sun's shining down upon Christian Fernandez, looking out at the action. Two outs. Waters trying to finish off five innings. A tie game in the fifth. The 2-2. Line foul to the left. Off the screen. Furman stays alive. UNC Charlotte, the 49ers. The 2-2 pitch to the former 49er. Outside, ball three. The classic question, Adam, is the San Francisco 49ers in the NFL are because of the gold rush of 1849. Why is UNC Charlotte the 49ers?
You know this, don't you?
Yeah, I'm looking right down at it. The predecessor saved in 1949. Payoff. Smacked on the ground toward short, Muncy Fields. Here's the thought of first. Furman is out, and Jake Waters is through five. Just the third inning solo tally against him. That is all. Five innings, five strikeouts for Waters, three hits, two walks, one hit batter. We anticipate seeing Christian Fernandez for the sixth inning. So, Adam, there you go. Two walks, nothing more. Just that third inning run. Halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning from sunny Lansing, Michigan. Lugnuts and Captains tied 1-1.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jackson. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Steve has your back to the hill. Last of the fifth. Lugnuts and Lake County Captains tied up 1-1. Hazier will take on first A, Rebiel Anales. Then Clark Elliott, then the top of the order. Lefty deals. Right-handed batter takes ball one up and away. First plate appearance for A, Rebiel lasted one pitch. Fouled out to the catcher, Donovan. Second pitch of his at-bat. Here it comes. Stroke down the line, out to center field. Fox backs up, racing to the track, jumps up, makes the catch, bangs into the wall, and did Jake Fox hang on? He did. It's a staggering catch by Fox, who absorbs the collision and takes away extra bases from Angeles. The hometown crowd here in Lansing shows its appreciation.
Wow, that was incredible. What a swing by Angeles, and then a line drive. You don't have much time to go back, find the baseball, and then you're putting your body on the line as you jump up against the wall. Great grab by Jake Fox. He's had a number of them in this series.
I put two stars next to that one on my scorecard.
Whoa.
Clark Elliott now, lefty to lefty. Wolverine to Wolverine. Swing and a miss, strike one. For Jake Fox, running at full speed away from the infield, then jumping up, so leaving his feet, then hitting the wall. And a one, down. One ball, one strike on Elliott, who singled, stole second, scored on a Caden Trinkle single. That has supplied the Lugnut their only run in a tie game in the home fifth. Has your offers. Fly ball center field. Back goes Fox again. This should be easier in the shadow to make the catch. No stars necessary. Out number two.
Well, I did get two stars for the last one, so.
It averages out as two highlight plays, right?
He still could get another star-worthy catch here and have a three-star half inning.
For Steve Hasher, the man on the mound, he's one out away from finishing five innings. He's got nobody warming up in the bullpen behind him. This will be his 71st pitch, dealt to Max Muncy. Not fooled in. Max went around too far, strike one. Hasher's last appearance of 2022 came against the Lugnuts. Four innings, one run, two hits, one walk, seven strikeouts. Was pitching for Dayton and the Reds organization. Winds and deals the 0-1. Muncy swings and misses the high cheese. Strike two. Max is 0 for 2 with a line out to right and a ground out to second. Tie game 1-1. Two outs, nobody on in the home fifth. Hasher then shut down after that appearance against the Lugnuts in the second week of August and then traded to the Cleveland Guardians in March. Muncy fouls this pitch away down the right side. March 26th, he was traded. Originally a 61st overall selection by the Minnesota Twins in 2021. So he's bounced organization to organization. Now with Cleveland. 0-2. Breaking ball down and in. And Adam, quite frankly, think about the reputation that Cleveland's organization has for developing pitchers. You add another fine arm to their system, and Hasher.
They're loaded.
Hasher's 1-2. Foul back to our right and over our heads onto the rooftop. We're about to hit the Major League Baseball draft, and I guarantee you there's going to be a pitcher taken by the Cleveland Guardians in a later round that somebody's going to say, ah, in the Guardian system, watch out for that guy. 1-2 pitch. A tapper back toward Hasher to his lefty field. He underhands to first. Muncy is out. And that's a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth. Let's go to the sixth inning. The Lugnuts and the captains knotted up 1-1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Indeed, Jacob Waters is done after five innings. And another fine start put forth today from the Rocky Gap Virginian. For Waters in five innings, five strikeouts, three hits, one third inning run, hit a batter, walk two. Christian Fernandez takes over for him. No decision for Jake today. No win, no loss. 1-1 game, Fernandez deals. Milan Tolentino takes the curve for ball one. Down low from Fernandez. Christian out of Cabimas, Venezuela, acquired via trade by the Oakland A's for Christian Bethencourt last year. Offers. Swing and a miss at the fastball. Just poured it by him. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, the deal. On the inside corner, strike two called on a changeup. Tolentino did not enjoy facing Jacob Waters. He was 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Are not going much better here for the number three hitter in this Lake County order. DeLauder on deck, then Joe Lampe. The windup and the pitch. The curveball is bounced on the right side. Batista Jr. knocks it down, underhands to Fernandez, the race. He wins it. And Tolentino's at number one. Boy, Danny Batista Jr. knocking that ball down and just as quickly recollecting it for the feed.
And the last two balls that have come Danny's way, Jesse, that sun, as we mentioned, it's poked out. It's become more difficult to deal with. So he's looking right into the sun as he fields that bouncing ball, delivers a nice throw on the run to Fernandez. Good execution there from the Nuts.
And now is Chase DeLauder, 1 for 2 with the double. The pitch, a fastball high. Adam, we have seen such strong defense by Lansing all throughout the year. A ball and offering. Down and in. But for Danny Batista Jr., he's been one of the players challenged the most. He and Jack Winkler challenged at the very start of the year to play first base. Danny was initially signed as a shortstop, international free agent. 2-0. Fastball for a called strike just above the belt from Fernandez, 93 on the outer third. And then Danny Batista Jr. was then moved from shortstop to the outfield. This year, first base two. A 2-1. Sails outside. Changeup missing for ball three. Fernandez delivers. Strike two called on the outside corner.
It's the same as what we were talking about with Jacob Waters. We all know that these guys are talented, and now it's about sharpening those tools here and moving up the ladder.
The payoff, a curve, called strike three on the outside corner. DeLauder's down watching. That is Christian Fernandez's very best pitch. Started it up, broken right through the zone, and picks up his first strikeout on arguably Lake County's most talented hitter.
Yeah, if he's going to hit that curveball in the zone all night, forget about it. He's almost untouchable when that thing is lighting up the zone.
The pitch to Joe Lampe. Strike one called, inside corner. Fernandez has come in looking sharp. The big righty offers. Line drive laced into right field. Down for a base hit, a hop in front of Trenkel. Caden plays it into second. And a two-out single for Lake County. First hit today for Lampe, his second time aboard. A two-out base runner for Jorge Burgos. Burgos is 0 for 2. Twice he's hit it on the ground. 1-1 game in the sixth. Two outs. Burgos takes. Strike called at the letters. Fastball to start him. Lampe, keep in mind, an excellent base-stealing threat. Strike one, toss. Swing and a miss. 95 from Fernandez, and he powered it right past Burgos. Christian now looks for a scoreless initial inning. Came on to relieve Jacob Waters to start up the sixth. He fires. Fastball inside. Burgos nearly turned into it. Very little wind to speak of. Currently 75 degrees. Really a lovely July evening in Lansing. Time granted to the batter.
I think we just needed that rain, right? The humidity, you got to get that out of here a little bit, and it's turned into a really nice night.
Tomorrow night, once again, an upper 70s sort of day, Adam. Really great July weather. 1-1 game. Lambie at first. A 1-ball, 2-strike pitch will wait. Pickoff, though, instead. Lambie got back in safely. Mirror stats on the scoreboard. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for each team. And these two teams have played each other so tight throughout this season series. This is meeting number 15. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Fernandez climbs the ladder and strikes out Burgos. 2 strikeouts for Christian Fernandez in a scoreless top of the sixth. He strands the Lampy single to the home half now. Lugnuts and captains tied up 1-1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We're ready for the bottom of the sixth inning in a tie game. 1-1, Lugnuts and captains. And the 2, 3, and 4 batters are coming up in the Lansing lineup. That means Trinkle, Susak, and Batista Jr. Lefty Steve Hasher back on the hill.
Sounds like a good half inning to get some runs.
You bet. Hasher's going to do his best to avoid that. He offers. It's bunted by Trinkle, right back to him, underhands to first, out recorded. 1 pitch and 1 gone.
Right idea, it's just gotta be to the right or the left of the mound. Caden knows that, just couldn't quite get it to either side. Boy, he almost beat it out with his speed, even with it going right back to Hasher.
So now, here's Daniel Susak. Lefty offers. Right-handed batter takes ball 1 down and in. Adam, did you check out Melissa Lockhart's MLB draft preview for the Oakland A's?
I did.
A ball 1 offering. Line drive right center field over the second baseman. Berman down for a base hit. Backs quickly on hand to get it in. That's a 1-out single for Daniel Susak. His first time on base today. I bring it up because of something that's beside the point with the article. She pointed out something that slipped past me initially. Baseball America did a study about which organizations have done the best at producing Major League hitters, Major League pitchers, etc. But specifically Major League hitters. Here's a pitch up and away from Danny Bautista Jr. And there are the Oakland Athletics, the number two team in all of baseball at producing Major League hitters from their farm system since the 2012 draft. Ball one offering. Bautista Jr. fouls it straight back. Daniel Susat could be one of the latest coming down the line in terms of the hitters that this system has turned out. Only the Houston Astros have been better. Astros number one, then the A's. That's some kind of feather in the Athletics organizational developmental cap. 1-1 pitch for Danny. Down and in, short hop pickup by Donovan to his left. Two balls, one strike.
That's why they've been so good, right? I mean, the A's are known for being able to develop guys, get talent up there, and then get them all up there. They've had some really good seasons. Obviously, some since being in Oakland have ended in World Series championships, late playoff runs.
Susak at first, the deal, swing and a foul tip, held on to by Donovan. Two balls, two strikes, and Bautista Jr., who is lined to center and fly to right. There is the next wave coming, New Oakland. It was turned by Lawrence Butler in spring training. And Lawrence Butler and Tyler Soderstrom will be representing the Oakland Athletics in the Futures game coming up in Seattle. Those were two lug nuts of a year ago. Break even, 2-2 from Hazier. Very high. Three balls, two strikes, and Bautista Jr. All right, let me step away from that point just briefly to say this. Danny Bautista Jr. this year has walked 7 times and has struck out 20 times. He does each one rarely. Does he swing on 3-2? He does, and he hits a fly ball to shallow right. Burgos rushes in. He's got the catch, and Susak back to first base. There have not been very many 3-2 counts for Danny Bautista Jr. this year. In the end, he's 0 for 3. Susak on at first, 2 away for Junior Perez.
Thought we might get one there.
I thought so. For Hazier, he has struck out 1, he has walked none. Everybody else has put the ball in a play. Junior Perez is 1 for 2 with an infield single and a steal. Came his last time up, stranded at second. 1-1 game. Pitch, check swing, came high. On appeal of a check, didn't go. Ball one. So the Athletics have been so good at producing these major league bats, productive major league bats, and it's fun for us to see. A AAA, there's Tyler Soderstrom doing his thing. Zach Gelof, and you know, we have hopes for Max Schumann, who came through Lansing. Called strike on the outside corner. 1-1 on Perez. And then in AA, Denzel Clark, did you see he hit a grand slam yesterday?
Keep doing big things. Come through Lansing and on their way up.
Clark participated in the MLB Futures game last year. Last year when he was a member of the Lugnuts, very few Lugnuts have played in the Futures game at the same time that they were Lugnuts. Put them in the same category as a Bud Bichette and a Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who are going to be two Lugnuts playing in the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's pretty good company.
Yeah. The 1-1, fouled away, over the netting to the right side. That, I think, is the point of the Futures game, right? Is ideally, you would love if your Major League Baseball to say to each organization, send us your prospects who you think are going to be All-Stars. They appear here in the Futures game. They appear here in the All-Star game. Soderstrom and Butler. 1-2 from Hazier. Perez lifts it. Shallow right field. Another chance. Burgos. Jake Fox is over there, too. Fox calls off Burgos and makes the catch. Because he's caught mostly everything else today. And the single by Susak is stranded. We're going to the 7th inning where Adam will retake the call. This game remains 1-1.
All right, crew, let's get it done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, 2/3 of the way home, and still nobody has grabbed a lead here. We're tied at 1, both runs coming in the third. Christian Fernandez begins his second frame in the 7th. Christian Cairo, Will Bartlett, and Joe Donovan, the three he faces, 7, 8, 9. Righty on righty, Fernandez's kick and first pitch. In there on the outside corner, strike 1. We had a low-scoring 3-2 game yesterday. Here we are with the same type of game today, just 9 total hits, 5 for the Nuts. Pitch, in there, bottom of the zone, strike 2. Everything has been singles in this game, too, besides a Chase DeLauder double. Came back in the 4th inning. He was stranded in the 4th at 3rd base after a strikeout to this man, Christian Cairo. That was Jacob Waters that got him. Another great outing today by Jacob Waters. Comes the 0-2 pitch. Up and inside. Cairo bent back, lost his bat. Going to get out of the way there. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for the Nuts. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for the Captains. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fernandez with the hook. He's got his 3rd strikeout. So with one out, here comes Will Bartlett. It was the 2 hits in the 3rd inning from Jake Fox and Nate Furman. They both came with 2 outs. And that little stretch where Waters was trying to work through some command things that they took advantage and got a run. First pitch. Inside, ball 1 to the righty. And outside of that, Waters was excellent. 5 strikeouts, 5 innings, only 1 run. Continues to get better and better. Fernandez turns and throws. Inside again, 2 balls, no strikes. Bartlett, a 2-strikeout victim to Jacob Waters, 2 of the 5 that he racked up today. Struck out in the 3rd, swinging, and in the 5th, looking. Up 2-0 here. The pitch, outside, make it 3-0. 1 base hit against Fernandez so far. It was a single in the 6th. Christian, that big stature on the hill. Turns and throws. Popped up. 3rd base side. Foul territory. And that ball eventually will come down. But it didn't come back down to the fans. It went over the suites. Not a play. That was a rocket up in the air. And on a 3-0 pitch, he was going for a home run. Next offering. Down low, ball 4. So a 5-pitch walk to Bartlett. There's 1 on with 1 out in the 7th and a 1-1 score at Jackson Field. So now in steps the 9-hitter, Joe Donovan. Righty on righty here. Fernandez from the stretch. Throws home. Shot foul, first base side, out of play. I'm going to give you a reminder of what's coming up this weekend. We've got Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame induction tomorrow, along with post-game Lafkew fireworks. That'll be both Danny Littweiler and Fred Decker. The pitch, that's in there, strike 2. And we'll also have a Lugnuts throwback bobblehead that Jesse and I have up here in the booth. It looks pretty cool, just like all the bobbleheads that the Nuts give away. So get here early tomorrow. Fernandez 0-2 pitch. Up high, throw back to first. Bautista swipe tag, a little bit late, but a good idea right there by Rodriguez trying to get Bartlett. Nuts have done that a couple of times this year. It's been over at third base. Bobblehead's got the home Lugnuts uniform, baseball in the right hand. Pitch, bouncing ball right in front of the plate, picked up by Rodriguez. Steps up to first, throws to Bautista in time. And Donovan is down on the swinging bunted ball, almost right in front of the plate. Two outs in the frame. Bartlett up to second base, back to the top of the card for Jake Fox. Bobblehead says Lansing Lugnuts on the front of the base, and then a red Lugnuts, it's like a cap there, and then a little mitt on the left hand, all the way down to the finest details. Pitch home. That's up high, ball one to Jake Fox. 1-1 our score, top seven, two outs, runner at second. So come check that out tomorrow, and it'll be special Lugnut jersey night again on Saturday, the Page Fence Giants night. Those are awesome black uniforms. Lugnuts have had some classic games in those. Fernandez looks at second. 1-0 pitch. Bottom of the zone, good pitch. 1-1. Page Fence Giants, they were the dominant traveling black professional baseball team from 1895 to 1898. They predated the Negro Leagues by a couple of decades. And they were based out of Adrian, Michigan. 1-1 pitch. Popped up third base side, but foul. And Winkler runs out of room over there to give chase. The Page Fence Giants were one of the greatest teams of their era, winning over 100 games every year and posting a winning percentage up over 870. And on Saturday, the Lugnuts will pay tribute to them by wearing similar Page Fence 1895 jerseys. Pitch home. There goes the runner to third. Breaking ball is fouled back out of play, and it remains one ball, two strikes.
We think about teams now and the sponsorships, whether it's on the sleeve or it's a soccer kit, it's on the front of the jersey. They were sponsored by the Page Fence Company. And so they'd show up in town, they would destroy the local team, and they'd say, if you think this baseball team is good, you should try some Page Fences.
Absolutely. Make it monetary as well. 1-2, instead it's a turnaround from Fernandez. So, I mean, again, baseball coincides with history, and if you're a history buff or you're trying to learn more about specifically history of baseball in the state of Michigan, you got great opportunities with Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame inducting two more members tomorrow and then the Page Fence Giants night on Saturday. And then if you love ice cream, show up on Sunday. Capital City Market Kids Day. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike three. That is filthy from Christian Fernandez, and he leaves a runner stranded at second. His fourth strikeout. We're off to the bottom of the seventh as we stretch it out at Jackson Field, tied at one. All right, we're off to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing still trying to grab their first lead of the night. Tied at one. The fans just up for the seventh inning stretch. And a new man on the mound, Josh Wolf, into the game for the Captains. The righty turns and throws. And the first pitch shoots in, strike one, to Jack Winkler. Josh Wolf, the righty, 6'3", 170-pounder out of Bel Air, Texas, 22 years old. Here's the pitch home. Ends inside. Winkler has to straighten up to get out of the way. Traded by the New York Mets to the Guardians back in 2021. He's out of St. Thomas High School in Texas. Righty throws. Swing and a miss. Good slide piece action. And it's 1-2 on Winkler. So Wolf takes over for Steve Hauser. And he had a good outing today. Kept the Lugnuts in check. Pitch home. Swing and a tapper, foul. Winkler stays alive. He's 0-2 with a couple of balls up in the air to center and left. Hauser went six innings, gave up five hits, one run, one strikeout, no walks. So now in steps Josh Wolf. Wolf against Winkler. 1-2. Up high inside, two balls, two strikes. So the 2-2 pitch. Checked it. Did he offer? Yes, he did. Brandon Tipton down at first base as Winkler goes around. And there's one out in the seventh. So now it's C.J. Rodriguez that comes to the plate. 1-1, bottom seven, five hits for the Nuts tonight, four hits for the Captains. Rodriguez 0-2. Here comes the first pitch. That's down low outside. We've got some visitors up here in the booth. Hello, Chris, Lex, and Amber stopping by to say hello to us up here. That pitch is up high, two balls, no strikes. We love our visitors up here in the booth, don't we? Jesse's gonna leave that question unanswered for me.
We have an open door policy.
2-0 pitch. That's in there, strike one. Actually, I asked that question. Jesse's adamantly shaking his head. No, we don't. We don't love our visitors up here in the booth. Next pitch, tapper foul off the plate, and Rodriguez stays alive. Two balls, two strikes.
That is the definition of putting words in my mouth.
That's what I do when you don't answer. One out, nobody on base, bottom seven. Wolf kicks and throws home. Swing and a miss. Boy, that slider is nice. That one down in the dirt. And there's two outs, back-to-back strikeouts for Wolf. And that'll leave it up to A. Oribio Angeles, who probably feeling a little bumped out that he doesn't have a base hit tonight. He flied a ball to the deepest part of center field, and Jake Fox made an incredible catch, jumping towards the wall to take away extra bases from the right-hander. Here's the pitch home. It's outside, ball one. Because of that, the Lugnuts have had all singles tonight. Trankel with two singles, Susak, Perez, and Elliott, all with one baggers. 1-0. Up high outside, 2-0. Nuts fans trying to urge him on here. The Go Nuts chant at Jackson Field. Pitch. Checked it, and that is strike one and foul it off. That slider, though, is giving fits to all three of these batters, Winkler, Rodriguez, and Angeles. I mean, that's a 2-0 pitch right there. You're expecting fastball, and Angeles gets tied up in on the hands. Very unsure of himself on that swing. Pitch four, up high inside, 3-1. Are you checking? Jesse and I quickly going. to see how many times Angeles has walked this year. 4 times, the pitch. Oh, he swung it ball 4, strike. This man puts the ball in play a lot. Clockwork right there. Can he walk? Time number 5, and at bat number 64, 3 balls, 2 strikes, here it comes. It's a walk. Down low, ball 4, and that the first walk tonight for the team that walks the least in the Midwest League. Number 218 on the year, number 5 for Arribio Anales, and the inning extends.
Threat to steal second base now.
Lugnuts do that. One of the best teams in the league with those swipes. Up over 110 this year. And Anales, 9 for 11. 1-1, bottom 7, 2 outs. Anales at first. Here's Clark Elliott. Pitch home. That's up high inside. Elliott got the single. He stole a bag in the third and then was knocked in with 2 outs by Caden Trinkle. That's the lone run the Nuts have right now. That answered the one run that the captains got in the top of the third. Quick throw back to first. Arribio nearly picked off there on the tag from Bartlett. Maybe Elliott can deliver that first extra base hit of the night for the Nuts. Anales with that great speed. 1-1, bottom 7. Pitch home. Down low to the lefty. And again, for a third straight batter, actually, Josh Wolf is behind, 2 balls and no strikes. He came back with 3 straight strikes, struck out Rodriguez, walked Angeles, and now trying to come back down 2-0 against Clark Elliott. The pitch home. Checked it, and he went around. Wow, and he's going to that slider again on 2-0. Not a big guy, Josh Wolf out there, just 6'3", 170 pounds. 22-year-old set at the belt, throws. Inside, that scoots away from Donovan. Oh, that actually hit Elliott. Like it got him in the left foot there. And he grimaces as he walks up to first base, but they're at first and second now. As the rally continues, and now you flip it back over to the top of the card for Max Muncy.
This inning began well for Wolf. Adam, you think about the path that he's been on. He was placed on the injured list back on May the 17th after opening up this season in the Lake County Pen. He had 1 rehab appearance in late June against, coincidentally, the Athletics team. And then his first time back on the mound for the Captains, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits in 1 inning against Fort Wayne. So he comes out here, still trying to work his way back to his former form. The strikeouts of Winkler and Rodriguez looked good, and then the command deserting him. Now he's got the top of the order coming up.
And Max Muncy, you're talking about the Lugnuts potentially getting that big swing that they haven't had tonight, and really that they didn't have late in the game last night. 4 extra base hits for Max Muncy in this series with 3 doubles and a home run. He seems due. Fly out and 2 ground outs. And he bats with Angeles at second. Elliott at first. You hit one up the gap. Both guys capable of scoring and giving the Nuts their first lead of the night. So here we go, righty on righty, Wolf against Muncy. The first pitch, down low, ball 1, to the first rounder in 2021, Max Muncy, 6'1", 185-pound, 20-year-old from California, was taken 25th overall back in 2021 by the A's. He's been swinging a hot stick. The pitch, swing and a miss, good breaking ball outside the zone. 1-1. They play him to pull with the right side of the infield shaded towards second. Furman behind second at second base. The pitch. High hopper over towards third. That ball is just foul behind the bag as Christian Cairo fielded. So Muncy, another opportunity here. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Have you noticed Max and his helmet coming off more and more lately?
Yes, especially when he runs. He breaks the second he hits, not even full speed, as he's approaching it. The helmet bounces, and then because he's moving forward, the helmet bounces behind him, and you and I have seen him catch it behind his back while still moving.
It's falling off like 4 times today. fell off in his home run trot on Tuesday. He's back. Helmet is on from the right side of the box. 1-2. There go the runners. Swinging a shot. First base side. That's fair into right field. Around third. Here comes Angeles. And the Lugnuts have grabbed the lead for the first time tonight. Max Muncy again with his first single of the series.
Helmet stayed on.
How about that punch of a swing, opposite way, past the dive of Bartlett. And there's the clutch hit that the Nuts needed.
Earlier this year, I don't think that Max would have had that same kind of swing and contact. It's a two-strike pitch, and inside out it like that.
Now Caden Trinkle shoots it back, foul. Strike one. Well, he's been pulling the ball with ease. We saw him shoot a couple up in the air in his first at-bat tonight, foul, and then got caught in right field. That one on the ground the other way for the base hit. The pitch. Trinkle goes down on a knee. Strike two. Caden tonight with two hits. Single in the first, and then drove in the Lugnuts' first run in the third. Rounded out on his bunt attempts. Back to the pitcher, Hozier, in his last at-bat. 0-2. Fouls it back, nicks off Joe Donovan behind the plate. And remains no balls, two strikes on the lefty. So again, the Lugnuts coming through with two outs. They got the two-out hit in the third from Trinkle that scored Clark Elliott. Now the two-out hit from Max Muncy in the seventh that scored Aury Villanueva. And Elliott still at third base. So another hit could be a 3-1 lead. Pitch, swing, and a miss instead on that slider that cuts down low on the outside. And that is going to do it. So the Nuts do strike out three times, but a walk, an HBP, and an RBI single from Muncy. 2-1, Lansing, as we head to the eighth.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Back to the eighth inning, we roll on here. Lansing has grabbed their first lead up 2-1 as Christian Fernandez comes back onto the hill to take on Nate Furman. Righty on lefty, here's the pitch. And that's in there down low, ball one. Lansing getting the two-out hit from Max Muncy moments ago. Now trying to protect the one-run lead. They're six outs away from taking two of three to start this series. The pitch, it's on the outside corner, strike one. Well, Nate Furman delivered the big hit tonight, had the RBI single in the third, grounded out to shorten his other two at-bats in the first and the fifth. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball stays up a little bit too tall. 2-1. So two runs, six hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. One run, four hits, no errors for the Captains. 2-1, shot foul off the net. Two balls, two strikes. Crowd is stayed intact throughout the night, cheering on the Nuts to that second run moments ago and hoping they can pull off the victory. Pitch home. Hard hit foul, first base side. And it remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Just 4 hits tonight for the Captains. They haven't had one since the 6th as we play on here in the 8th. 2 came in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th. The 1 single in the 6th. 2-2 pitch. That shot foul. And it stays 2 balls, 2 strikes on Nate Furman. 1 run for the Nuts in the 3rd, 1 in the 7th. 1 run for the Captains in the 3rd. Time called here by Nate Furman, trying to readjust. Nuts have pitched it well between Jacob Waters and Christian Fernandez. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, foul, first base side. Going to get you that trivia question answer here in the 8th. Forgot to answer that in the 7th. So we'll read your replies.
7th got excited.
That's right. Scored some, well, 1 run. Had some base runners. 2-2 pitch. Shot foul, third base side. Yeah, we're okay with the game overtaking trivia. And Mug Nuts right now clinging to a 1-run lead. Another tight game as a 3-2 win for Lake County last night. 2-2 pitch. Shot foul again. 8th pitch right there for Nate Furman, and he has fouled off 6 consecutive pitches. Man, going down without a fight here. 2-2. Down low, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Furman with an incredible at-bat right now. His average just sitting below 200. OPS sitting just below 540 with 10 driven in this year. Trying to lead off the 8th. And get on base. The pitch home. On the ground is second. Anjelez to his right. Gets behind it. And throws low. Bautista grabs it. And there's one away. Seems like a cruel ending to a great at-bat for Nate Furman. But a good battle on the other end from Christian Fernandez.
And the sure-handed Anjelez to skipping to his right to snatch it up fully in rhythm. This Lugnuts infield. Winkler third, Bautista Jr. at first, and then Muncy and Anjelez is the double play combo. That has been the stable look for a while now.
Turn their 70th double play tonight. Here's Milan Tolentino. First pitch, hack foul, strike one. All right, 4th inning trivia time. We asked you a current MLB All-Star this year and former Lansing Lugnut. He had a home run in his last game here. 0-1 pitch, outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Who was that former Lansing Lugnut? Well, you should have a 50-50 guess here. There's only 2 current All-Stars that were former Lansing Lugnuts. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1 ball, 2 strikes.
We have a guest sent in for Bo Bichette.
Well, you know, flip a coin. You were wrong. We'll try again. Good guess, though. Here's a 1-2 pitch. That shot foul. I feel like I have a live audience.
This broadcast is filmed in front of one.
It's like when they record a live show, comedy show. 1-2. Shot out to left center field. That's down for a base hit, heading towards the wall. Cut off by Clark Elliott. But Tolentino speeding around first. He's into second with a double. And a rough night for him with 2 strikeouts and a ground out, but he's aboard with 1 out in this 8th inning. So not Bo Bichette, but Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Good guess, though, right?
Yes.
The teammates in 2017.
That for Vladdy, that home run, that was his 7th of that 2017 campaign.
And both him and Bo headed up to High A Dunedin. The Toronto Blue Jays, and that was a heck of a season for them in 2017. Christian Fernandez is done, and here comes the closer, Tyler Baum, in to try and preserve this one and potentially lock down the final 5 outs of this game, something we've seen many times from him this year.
Except he's got Chase DeLauder coming up, followed by Lampion Burgos. It's a gauntlet to run with the tying run in scoring position. Back to that double by Tolentino, because you had mentioned how frustrating this night had been. One of Christian Fernandez's best pitches is his curve. He went to the curve and Tolentino waited on it before lining it up.
That's a tough part of the order. There's no question about that. Tolentino, capable. And then you've got DeLauder coming up with a double. He had three hits yesterday, two doubles in the last two games. But this guy has been unconscious, really. Bound through 23 appearances, ERA under 2, whip under 1, 34 strikeouts, 13 walks, and this year has not blown a save as he comes in to try and nail down a 2-1 lead with one out of the eighth inning.
Adam, I put it on the front page of the game notes, the comparison from last year to this year. Just 1 2/3 more innings. Last year, 27 innings. This year, 28 2/3. And the difference for Baum, last year the ERA was 17. This year, as you mentioned, sub 2, 1.88. So the fewer runs allowed, the command has been great, 34 strikeouts compared to the 13 walks. Difficult to hit him with that four-pitch mix. And that fastball has been up, touching 98.
He's been excellent. The man out of North Carolina, 9 for 10 in those saves. And 5 outs away from a lugnut win, but a runner at second and just 1 out. Here's Chase DeLauder, ready on lefty. The pitch home. Down low, ball 1. DeLauder yesterday, 3 for 4. Single, double, single, then grounded out. Scored 2 runs. He was right in the thick of the offense in that 3-2 victory for the Captains. Today, a double, flied out to center, and a strikeout looking in his 3 at-bats. Bound check second, and he's going to look back the runner there. And Milan Tolentino. I wouldn't think there would be any chance that they're going to try and swipe third here. But Tolentino, 10 swipes this year. And he has not been caught once. The pitch home. Hard hit right back up the middle. Swiping grab by Muncy. Throws to first and out the call. Bautista was dancing around first trying to find the bag, but he did it just before DeLauder got there. Another fine play from Max in the hole at short.
Number one, it's defensive positioning. Muncy's up the middle. But number two, it's talent, because that ball was smoked. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball barreled by DeLauder, and Muncy stabbing it with the left hand marvelously.
Behind the bag at second, reaching out to his left, and then a rocket to first. First pitch, breaking ball outside quarter to Joe Lampe. Tolentino did get to third, though, on the ground out. So, tying run 90 feet away, 2 outs, top 8. 2-1 Nuts lead. The pitch home. Outside, 1-1 on Joe Lampe. He's had a good night at the plate. Walked, grounded out to second, base hit in the sixth. Can Baum work his way out of this jam? With a runner at third base taking over for Fernandez. 1-1. Swing and a miss. An excellent changeup at 85 from Tyler Baum. And he's got the Captains down to their last strike in this eighth inning. Locks coming out of the back of that black cap for Tyler Baum, 23 in red on the back of his home Lugnuts uni. 6'2", 205-pound, 25-year-old. It's a second-round selection in 2019 out of North Carolina. Up with Lansing with his first season. 1-2 pitch. Checked it. Did he go? No. The appeal down to Brandon Tipton. He is not a friend to the fans right now.
So Baum has gone curve, fastball, and then back-to-back changeups.
Go back to the fastball here. Here comes the pitch. It's the fastball. Ooh, just off the outer edge. 96 on the gun. Now they're upset with Chad Patterson at the plate. Thought that was strike 3. So, get a 3-2 pitch here to Joe Lampe. Here it is. Popped up, shallow center field. In comes Perez. Out goes second baseman Angeles. And it's Arribio Angeles squeezing with two hands in shallow center field. And the Nuts hold on to the lead as Baum comes in to hold the runner at third. We're off to the bottom of the eighth. 2-1, Lansing leading.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Another rowdy crowd tonight on a thirsty Thursday in Michigan State Capitol. Thanks for joining us from Jackson Field, where the Nuts hanging on to a 2-1 lead. And they do so because Tyler Baum just got three outs and did so, got two of the three outs and did so after a double. Kept a runner, the tying run, stranded at third base. So now up comes Daniel Susak. Lugs looking for some insurance here. Lefty throws. Swing and a miss as that curves inside. Strike one. Sean Rapp, the new pitcher for Lake County. Turns and throws home. Jammed in on the hands, over towards short. Tolentino has it. Throws a little high, but Bartlett rises up on the bag. Grabs it for the first down. So Rapp taking over for Wolf, who got through that seventh inning, but not without giving up the lead run to make it 2-1, Lansing in the bottom of the eighth. Rapp, a 6'2", 200-pound, 23-year-old from Livingston, New Jersey. It's the 20th round selection in 2022 out of North Carolina. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. So you've got one North Carolina Tar Heel on the other side in Tyler Baum. And here's another in Sean Rapp. Raises the glove above his head, comes set, throws home. Up high outside, one ball, one strike. Pitching talent, the Tar Heels. Danny Bautista tonight 0 for 3. Throws home. Swing and may have fouled that one off back. Just behind home plate, got a little piece of it, 1-2. Two teams that are fighting for wins at the bottom of the East Division in the first half and now to start the second half, and we've had some tight games. Another one-run game so far for the Nuts. It would be their 30th this year if it ended that way. 1-2 outside, two balls, two strikes. Oh, it's kind of funny that this happens. Tim Zico, the longtime scorer of the Lansing Lugnuts, came in before the game and said, what's the record for the Nuts in one-run games? 2-2 pitch. Bounce foul, third base side. And he said, I don't know. Not on the game notes. I thought it was on the front page.
Got to put it there. It's going to be there as soon as tomorrow.
Let's do it tomorrow. Why not? It's a great nugget. Because the Lugnuts have played 29 one-run games. 2-2. Hard hit out to left center field, and it's down for a base hit for Bautista. He's around first. He'll take the turn, but head back to the bag. But a single with one out in this eighth inning. The Nuts looking to add on to their 2-1 lead. I mean, Lansing is playing their 77th game. And 29 have been one-run games. So that's almost half their games this year. You think about it, yes, their record 35-41, but they come out on top on a little bit more of those one-run games. They're sitting above 500. They do have a winning record in those one-run games. Lansing 16-13 through 29 one-run games this year. They would love to be 17-13, or they'd love to add some insurance and balloon this lead. Here's Junior Perez. The pitch. Squares to bunt, pulls it back, twists in on the outside corner. Strike one.
It's amazing, though, that 38% of the Lugnuts games played this season have been decided by one run.
Pretty remarkable. They've had some tight ones this year. Another tight one tonight. 0-1 pitch. Checked it. Oh, he went around, and that's called by home plate umpire Chad Patterson on the breaking ball. In on the hands, 0-2. 2-1 Lansing, bottom eight. We've got a beautiful sky above. On the sunset tonight, Michigan State Capitol. 0-2. Down low and laid off this one. Those thick, dark, bluish, purple clouds above us with pink and blue draped across the sky, intermixing those clouds. Darker blues and purples off to the right of us. Absolutely gorgeous evening in Lansing. 1-2. Perez stays off the high fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Junior stole his 20th base and 26 tries earlier tonight after his base hit in the fourth. Lansing trying to score in back-to-back innings after taking the lead in the seventh on the Muncy single with 2 outs. Pitch inside to Junior, and it's 3-2. What a great at-bat this is. Jack Winkler waiting on deck. The lefty Sean Rapp against the righty Junior Perez. 6 home runs this year. Throw to first, and they have Bautista picked off. Oh, they throw it away. Bartlett doesn't have the baseball. Bautista didn't know about it, so he slid into second. Otherwise, he could potentially be at third. But the Nuts get away with one there. Danny was leading to second and taking off that way. Rapp threw it to first, but Bartlett couldn't catch it. That's going to be an E1 on Rapp, and Bautista in scoring position.
It's a great deke by the second baseman, Furman, too. Otherwise, Danny Bautista Jr. goes into second on his feet, and he has the chance maybe to go for third base.
So now, with a base hit, Bautista could score. He's going to third. The pitch. Bounced foul third base side. Well, you can't lay off that pitch because it's close to the zone and it's 3-2. But if there's no swing there, Bautista easily has third base stolen. I mean, he was 3/4 of the way to third base when that pitch was coming home. Big lead at second. Furman comes closer to the bag to try and keep him tight. 3-2. Sent out to shallow right field. Back goes Bartlett at first. Over his head, and it dunks down for a base hit. Bautista is held at third. No one's at first. The throw comes home, and Perez scoots up to second. Great base running by the Nuts. They're at second and third with 1 out in the eighth. Because there was nobody at first base, they didn't have anywhere to throw the ball into on the right side of the diamond, so the throw went home, and alertly, Perez took off for second base.
I think that's a play, Adam, where Will Bartlett has to run the ball back into the infield. There's no urgency to throw. At third, Bautista Jr. has stopped for the moment. So you run it in. Because he threw it, Junior Perez alertly moved up.
And now Jack Winkler steps in, trying to give the Lansing Lugnuts a bigger lead in the eighth. Infield drawn in for the captains, 1 out, 2nd and 3rd. The pitch. Hit out to left center field. This should get a run home. Lampe to his left, and he makes the catch. Tagging from third, here comes Bautista to score. 3-1 Lansing on the sack fly from Winkler.
Adam, the Lugnuts heard all those stats about one-run games and said, what if not tonight? Jack Winkler, situational at bat, knew what he had to do to get that run in, and he did so.
And part of that, give credit to Craig Conklin for not forcing Bautista home in that last swing from Perez. They certainly could have tried to send him, but didn't want to run into that second out. You got second and third one out, thinking we should be able to get a run home, and they do. Now C.J. Rodriguez trying to potentially get them another run home. Perez still at second base, two outs. Lefty on righty, wrapped to Rodriguez. Bouncing ball hit to the left side, and a stop by Tolentino to his left, throws to first. Beautifully done as he finishes his run in shallow right field. That ball nearly skipped back up the middle, but good coverage from Tolentino, and the Lugnuts will leave one stranded and settle for one run on two hits and an error. Lugnuts in front, 3-1. Three outs away from a victory. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler brings it back right after this.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A Jack Winkler sacrifice fly has added insurance, and the lead for the Lugnuts is 3-1. We move to the ninth inning. Tyler Baum remains on the mound for the Lugnuts. It was Baum who recorded outs numbers 2 and 3 in the 8th. Chase DeLauder retired on a ground out to short, but really a spectacular play made by Max Muncy up the middle. Then Joe Lampe popped to second. The first pitch of the top of the ninth, taken for a called strike by Jorge Burgos. Burgos, Cairo, Bartlett, 6, 7, 8 batters in the Lake County attack. Left-handed hitter and two righties. Righty fires. Foul back our way. Adam, get ready. No, off the top of the window. Just above and Adam's left. And the count on Burgos is nothing and two. Burgos today is 0-3. The pitch shoots it foul left side off the dugout railing for Lake County. Keep it right here, no balls, two strikes. Jacob Waters started for Lansing, went 5 innings, struck out 5, allowed 1 run. Christian Fernandez then, 2 1/3, Baum looking for the 5-out save. Fires, the curveball called, strike 3. 1 down in the 9th. That is a big time hook. Here comes Christian Kyra. I mean, I think we can safely, Adam, declare that Tyler Baum curve a hammer. He fires. Fastball inside, ball 1. Fastball right now, 95 miles per hour. Kyra is 0-3. Flood out to center, he struck out twice. 2 outs away, the Lugnuts are leading 3-1. Pitch. There's a called strike of the fastball in the inside corner. Third baseman Winkler hugs his line with the right-handed batter waiting. The deal. Curveball waved at and missed helplessly. And Cairo falls behind 1-2. It's a power curve, too. It's coming in at 83. Bartlett on deck. Baum offers. Fastball missed inside at 98.
He just poured it in there with heat. I mean, he attacks these hitters, goes right after them. He's pitching with so much confidence. So fun to watch.
Baum gets his sign from C.J. Rodriguez. Here's the 2-2. Fastball's outside. Rodriguez wanted to hum that ball around the horn. Nope. Count is full.
He was ready for it. Stood up, ready to go to third. Thought it was strike three.
Instead, the good take by Christian Cairo, who asks for time, and time is granted. The fourth rounder 4 years ago out of Cavalry Christian High School in Florida. One out, nobody on, top of the ninth, 3-1 Nuts. The pitch, curveball down and away, ball four. One out base runner for Lake County brings up Will Bartlett as the potential game tying run. Bartlett is 0-2, two strikeouts, one walk. Keep in mind, the Lugnuts are the best team in the league at turning double plays. The pitch, curveball, strike called on the outside corner. Chopped it right in at the knees. Righty, righty, at 0-1. Missed outside. Same kind of pitch that C.J. Rodriguez thought that he had against Cairo, that fastball just off the corner. So now the break even 1-1. The hammer drops in, called strike two.
Four double play balls this year induced by the righty on the mound. Never count that one out as well as a way to potentially finish this game.
Two grounded into by Bartlett. 1-2, fastball inside. This was a 1-1 game. Each team scored in the third inning. And then the game stayed 1-1 all the way to the bottom of the seventh inning. There, Max Muncy's RBI single untied it. And Winkler sack fly in the eighth made it 3-1 Nuts. Spin, pick off the over, tag applied too late. Cairo dove back in. In case you're wondering, Christian Cairo this year, 5 steals, 4 times caught. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Bartlett. Here's the pitch from Baum. Bounced it down and away, and well picked up by Rodriguez. Well, the count is full in a second straight batter. On deck, the 9-hitter, Joe Donovan.
Not a guy that walks a ton of batters. We told you, whip under 1, only 13 walks coming in.
Here's the 3-2. Came up and in and hit Donovan. He is in a lot of pain outside the right-hand batter's box. And after the leadoff strikeout, a walk and an HBP. The tying runs are on for Lake County, but first the athletic trainer, 1-2, Derek Diaz, is going to come out and check out the Lake County catcher.
Yeah, you can hear Bartlett yell, ow, from up here. I mean, that's a fastball in on him. He tried to get out of the way, he couldn't. And it just looks like Tyler's a little bit off his hate stuff tonight in terms of his commands. Giving up a couple of walks here, but you're still okay. Still 2 outs to get. And it looks like, at least for now, Bartlett is okay. Going to stay in this game.
Good to see. Bartlett down to first base. Cairo up to second. Here is Joe Donovan. Donovan hit by a pitch back in the fifth inning. Walk and HBP. Now the grounder handled by the catcher Rodriguez his last time, officially 0-1. Righty to righty. Strike called on the outside corner. Donovan has grounded into 4 double plays this year. Getting back into it. Tying runs on. Double play ball would end it. Lugnuts win. Lake County looking for the 1-out 9th inning rally. The pitch. A ground ball left side, grabbed by Muncy, throws to second. They get the out of the bag. Arribiales ended up on his belly, but Bartlett is forced. And now you expect that he'll receive more medical attention in the dugout. Over to third base Cairo, Donovan is on the fielder's choice. And now the top of the order in Jake Fox.
Really difficult play there for Max. That ball is carrying him over towards third, but the problem was that Cairo had already almost got to third, so he couldn't go there, had to throw it back across his body to second, and Trankel just able to catch it before Bartlett got there. Nice job getting the force in that second out.
Two outs in the ninth. The pitch to Fox. Foul tipped at home plate. Strike one. There have been two Jake Foxes to play professional baseball, Adam. This is Jacob Gage Fox. The first Fox was a Lansing Lugnut and a Michigan Wolverine. The pitch, swing and a miss on the off speed. Well, this Jake Fox and his Lake County Captains are down to their final strike. 3-1 Lugnuts. First and third, two away. The pitch, swing and a miss. 99 from Baum to lock it down. Lugnuts 3, Lake County 1. It's in the books.
That's great stuff tonight from the Lugnuts. Pitched it well all evening long. You go from Waters to Fernandez to your save man, Tyler Baum. Maybe didn't have his A-plus stuff tonight. Walks a couple of batters, but great defensive play behind him. And then there comes that heat again. Two strikeouts. Nice team victory tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts, including taking the lead in the seventh and adding some insurance in the eighth.
Adam, I don't think you tell Jake Fox that Tyler Baum didn't have his finest stuff tonight.
Not at all. That's what's scary about how good he's been, though, this year. He set the bar that high.
One run, five hits, no errors for Lake County, and defeat. The Lake County Captains fall to 3-9 and 34-43 for the year. For the Lugnuts, in the win, three runs, eight hits, no errors. The Lugnuts improved to 5-7 and 36-41 overall. The Lugnuts have won two of the first three games in this series. Tomorrow night, Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame night. And we expect to see the right-hander Jose DiCochea for the Nuts against the righty Reed Johnston for the Lake County Captains. Lafayette Fireworks will follow the game. Before, Adam, I ask you for your final thoughts tonight on this one. The Peoria Chiefs tonight played at the South Bend Cubs. South Bend, a no-hitter, a six-walk no-hitter to beat Peoria 4-0 at Four Winds Field.
Oh my goodness, six walks. Wow.
Four pitchers combined. South Bend starter Arias walked four and three hitless. Wright took over, walked one through four innings. Nunez the eighth, Scalzo Jr. the ninth. He walked another batter, but Peoria could not score anybody and went 0-5 with runners in scoring position. So a no-hitter today in the Midwest League. Cubs turning the trick and victorious. Back to this one. Lugnuts win it 3-1. They break the tie in the seventh inning. There was the RBI single by Max Muncy. And Adam, let's start with Max. Offensively and defensively, a first-round top-tier performance.
What have we talked about, Jesse? Since the month of July started, this guy has been on a tear. He's playing like a different Max Muncy, where we've seen that Max Muncy at times this year. But we're starting to see it strung together consistently, night after night. He's putting the work in, as you mentioned. He was early in, ready to go today before the game. And defensively, he's coming up with gems each night. There's a different extra-level focus from him, and it's paying off, and it's really fun to watch.
Yes, sir. Lugnuts victorious over the Lake County Captains and a two-run win. I guess we'll have to check out the team's record in two-run games next.
16-13 in one-run games, so we got that down.
There are three games of the series, three more games to go. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Keep in mind, Lafayette Fireworks following tomorrow night, Lafayette Fireworks following Saturday night. And tomorrow night as well, the bobblehead giveaway, the bobblehead that is currently in Adam Jackson's possession. We encourage you, come out early to the ballpark tomorrow night. And we'll induct Fred Decker and Danny Midweiler into the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. Adam, any last thoughts?
It's a great win tonight. Really complete performance, pitching, defense, hitting, timely swings that they didn't get last night in the one-run lead. And here you go in a series that you're hoping to finish strong before the All-Star break. You've taken two of the first three heading into the weekend.
Yes, indeed. Lugnuts 3, Lake County Captains 1. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Have a terrific rest of your Thursday night from Lansing, Michigan and Jacksonville. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. We say to you, go nuts.